This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And you know the music means our phone lines. They are open for you right now. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to hear from you this morning. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website to learn more about Klaus Financial. They're separate divisions. You can learn more about the team at Klaus Financial. You can also sign up at klausfinancial.com for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a great weekly email, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. As mentioned, joined this week by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really good. Great to talk with you, CJ. And Malia, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. How about yours?
It was very, very good. And I've got a lot of great stuff coming up with the holidays as well. We're actually going to talk this week about gift giving and some things you want to consider and think about and discuss when it comes to giving gifts this time of year. Of course, a lot of us are thinking just that. We'll talk with CJ and Malia about that in just a moment. As mentioned, phone lines are open. Also, another cool thing that goes on the program, aside from great information from CJ and Malia, as well as taking your calls. Also, we do the Klaus Quiz Question Week each and every week here on Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. And the folks from Klaus Financial have provided a great prize this week again, a $25 gift card to Target. Little tip, we'll tell you more about how to win it later on the program, but a little tip to you is if you listen closely to the program, mostly every single time, the question and answer come up during the show. So it pays to pay close attention for a number of reasons. And before we get to this week's conversation about gift giving, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week, get the question and the answer. Answer to that one as well.
Yes, we're going back just a couple weeks. Our brains are kind of fuzzy still. So a couple weeks ago, we had a great conversation, though, about the potential need for long-term care in each of our lives and how we're going to actually consider funding that potential expense from our portfolio. So a great conversation. Listen back from 2 weeks ago if you didn't hear it. The question of the week was, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the average 65-year-old today has a 70% chance of needing some kind of long-term care services in the future. So true or false, we had a caller, Nikki of Wanakee. Congratulations to her. She correctly answered true. So again, listen carefully to today's show and see if you can win the prize.
Great opportunity again to win a $25 gift card to Target. Pay close attention to the program. Phone lines, they're open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The website for Klaus Financial, Klaus. Financial.com and their office telephone number right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That first get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial, it's not going to cost you anything. It'll be complimentary to you. All you got to do is give them a call, 608-442-5637. As mentioned, of course, this is the time of year when we start talking about giving gifts to others. And as we think about saving for our retirement, we, of course, in some cases want to help our adult children. What should we kind of know and understand about gifting to other folks and other options out there?
Yeah, great question. We do get this question quite often as parents, you know, want to help their children or grandparents want to help their grandchildren. Now, as we start moving towards this topic today, I do want to just quick disclaimer, we are not accountants and that we don't file your income taxes for you. That is not a service we currently offer. But of course, given our profession as financial planners, we are quite well trained in this area and give a fair amount of kind of feedback and guidance on the topic. And of course, for our clients that do have their own accountants, we work hand in hand with them on these types of issues. So first of all, let's define what is considered a gift. The IRS considers any transfer to an individual, either directly or indirectly, where full consideration measured in money or money's worth is not received in return. The general rule is that any gift is a taxable gift. So again, let me put this a little bit more in layman's terms. The IRS considers a gift when you give somebody something and they don't pay you for it, right? Now, little oversimplification there, but you say, well, what are the different ways that I can pay? And so again, the full measured in money or money's worth, because you could do a bartering where you give you get the idea. Okay. So if then the general rule is that any gift is taxable, this is often where we will get calls and questions, which is like, really? Well, I just gave my, you know, son or daughter $5,000. I guess that means they're going to pay tax. Well, the general rule is that any gift is taxable, but there's all kinds of exclusions to that rule, especially when it comes to individuals. So let's talk about the first one. There's something called a gift tax exclusion for federal gift tax purposes. And that gift tax exclusion is currently $17,000 in 2023. That means that you can give $17,000 per person to as many other people as you want with no federal gift tax consequences. And if you split that gift with your spouse, that total is $34,000 per person. So again, think mom and dad want to give money to their son or daughter, and they want to stay within this gift tax exclusion amount. You each could give $17,000 to your son for $34,000, and you each could give $17,000 to your daughter for another $34,000 or $68,000 total. So again, if you stay under the gift tax limit for each gift, you could give away that higher dollar amount without any tax repercussions. Now, once those gifts are made, that money is removed from your taxable estate. Now, note for those who are thinking about the future, because we are near the end of the year, next year the amount will rise to $18,000 per individual in 2024. So it's $17,000 in 2023, it'll rise up to $18,000. And then in your lifetime in 2023, there's also this thing called a lifetime exclusion amount. And that the max that you can give as an individual is $12.92 million, either during or after life. This is what is known as the federal estate tax exemption amount. So if you're a couple, that is $25.84 million as of 2023, and you pay no federal or estate gift tax. And once you get into 2024, that number rises to $13.61 million per person. So think of it in terms of two exclusions. Exclusion number one is I can give up to $17,000 per person to any individual without even having to file any specific paperwork to do so. And it doesn't use up any lifetime exemption. Once I go over that amount, now I have a lifetime maximum that is $12.92 million per person. And again, that won't be a taxable gift or a taxable receipt for the person receiving it unless I go over that amount. So remember I told you at the beginning of this section, the general rule is that any gift is taxable, except there's these massive exceptions. And so in most circumstances, people who are giving to children or grandchildren, they're not going to be paying any tax, or the receiver won't be paying any tax either.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to have you join us this morning. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, now's the time to give us a call. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you right on the air with your question. Of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And CJ, think about that, that $12.92 million lifetime, and like, oh, that's a good thing to know about. But there are going to be changes to some of these numbers, aren't there?
There are. So kind of a word to the wise or an alert.
Yes.
The federal estate tax and gift tax exemption is scheduled to be cut down almost in half to somewhere between $6.8 to $7 million in 2026. So something called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was passed in 2017. At that time, it nearly doubled the lifetime estate and gift tax exemption. But that is scheduled to sunset at the end of 2025. And so when we go into 2026, that new exemption amount will be somewhere between that $6.8 to $7 million. Now, again, if we take let's just call it $7 million as an exemption in 2026, that is much less than what it is today. But if you multiply that by a couple, you're still saying about $14 million could be passed to others. Now, again, that exemption amount is during life or after life, assuming you're not using the gift tax exclusion, because that exclusion doesn't count towards this $7 million total. It's only once you go over that exclusion amount of about $17,000 in 2023, that's when you start having to use up that lifetime exemption amount. Now, again, we're literally on the air here trying to explain these things. It's pretty complex. If you have any questions, talk to your accountant, talk to your financial advisor. It's sometimes easier to see it kind of written on a board, and it simplifies all of this. But it is important to know, if you are dealing with a larger estate of over, call it $15 to $20 million, you might want to pause and actually say, whoa, I might have a federal estate tax issue when we sunset these Tax Cuts and Jobs Acts in 2026. So you might want to meet with an advisor to talk about what you can do to change that up.
Other things we need to know, CJ?
Yeah, so a couple other things. Of course, once we start talking about gifting and people realize, oh, okay, I've got this exclusion, I've got, you know, $13 million I can give away during my life, the next natural question becomes, is do I get like a tax benefit when I give to my children? And so no, the answer is no. We've talked a lot about this on this show. Your children are not charities as much as they feel like they are. I have three of them. So no, the IRS doesn't deem them as charities, and making a gift or leaving your estate to your heirs does not ordinarily affect your income tax. It just means that ultimately they may not pay, you know, a tax upon receipt if it stays under those levels. Now, I will say this. We talked about that exemption amount. If you go over that exemption amount of $17,000 this year, $18,000 next year to any one individual, then you do have to file a form called 709. And that form 709 just is basically, think of it as that certificate almost in your back pocket that says, hey, I can give away $13 million during my lifetime, but I went over the annual exemption amount, so who's keeping in track of this? And the answer is good old form 709, the IRS says. Got to fill that out to indicate that you went over that amount. And so just word to the wise, if you're going to give more than $17,000 or $18,000 come next year to any individual, work with your accountant and financial planner, because the IRS will eventually become aware of this if you don't do it the right way. And it becomes a lot more time consuming if they find out at the end of your life.
I do know that the IRS is generally just super cool with stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, not so much.
No, not
so
at
much.
All.
Have you tested that, Sean?
No, I don't want to ever. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Always have way too much fun on this show. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Phone lines are open for you as well. If you've got a question, love to have you join us. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. A gift tax. What is it? Do you have to pay it? We'll find out the details from CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open for you right now, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Gets you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Of course, wrapping up the year, tomorrow is already December 1st. Holy moly, I didn't even realize that. So with, of course, the year end, a lot of folks thinking about gifting and things you need to know. And Malia, I've got to ask, so if I give somebody money, will I have to pay a gift tax?
Well, hopefully CJ repeated it enough for you to realize you might not have to. And,
oh,
and
thank goodness.
So you can remember CJ and I on your list when you're giving out that
always
money.
Do,
okay.
Yes.
So it's a great question. So likely, based on what we just heard from CJ, likely there will not be a gift tax for you to pay if you stay within those limits. And however, if there would be, generally speaking, the donor would be responsible for paying that gift tax. So we're going to talk about what can be excluded from gifts, because there's always got to be exclusions. The general rule is that any gift is a taxable gift. However, there are many exceptions, as always, and generally the following gifts are not considered taxable. So, number one, gifts that are not more than the annual exclusion for the calendar year. What's that answer, Sean?
Not more than the annual
17,000 per individual.
Yes, 17,
okay, very good.
Yes.
He doesn't qualify. Very good.
Yes.
secondly, tuition or medical expenses you pay for someone. A lot of people don't know this. So there's educational and medical exclusions. We'll discuss this shortly. Third one is gifts to your spouse if they are a U.S. citizen. So if they're a U.S. citizen, there's no exclusion. You can give as much as you want. But spouses who are not U.S. citizens can receive gifts up to $175,000 in 2023. So if your spouse is not a U.S. citizen, you can give them a gift up to $175,000 without any gift tax, without needing to report the gift even. The next one is gifts to a political organization for its use. That is not that's not considered a gift. And as CJ mentioned, gifts to your children are not tax deductible. So these are your repeated things. We want to make sure that you're really got entrenched in your head right now.
Really important stuff to have there. And of course, we talk with CJ and Malia. If you ever miss any part of the program, you can always listen back. KlausFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. Great website and great resource to learn more about Klaus Financial, as well as listen back podcast and subscribe all online, KlausFinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. What are some of the benefits of gifting then, Malia, when it comes to gifting to family or other folks?
Well, you know, we're going to start with the first one I just had references. Education and medical expenses is really a nice way to help someone with regards to, you know, we see medical debt. You get one medical bill, you're like, oh my goodness. And this can really submarine people. So one exception that I had mentioned to the $17,000 annual gifting limit is that you can actually give an unlimited amount to your children for medical expenses. So literally you pay the institution directly. That's the first thing, to the medical provider or the educational institution if you want to help with tuition. So we really feel like, you know what, that is a wonderful way to help people get back on their feet when it comes to the medical expenses they might have endured, or to help with tuition, which, you know, they're going to be very thankful for. And then we would also say you might want to look at adding money to their retirement accounts. This could be for grandchildren. You could offer to make contributions to retirement accounts as soon as they start earning income. So, for example, your grandson's working at a local supermarket and you decide, you know what, this year I'm going to go ahead and give money into maybe help him start up a Roth account, and you are able to give money and put it into that Roth account up to the limit of the earnings. This year, its max is $6,500 in 2023. In 2024, that goes up to $7,000. So let's say they make a couple thousand dollars. You as the grandparent or parent could actually contribute money, and you're not going to get a write-off, nothing like that, but it's a nice gift. It's truly a nice gift to help them plan for their future retirement. And the last thing I would say is, you know, create a gifting strategy. This is a conversation we have with our clients at a certain point when we know as advisors they have more than they're ever going to spend in their lifetime. And that's where we talk about, you know what, if you're going to leave money to your loved ones, sometimes they could possibly use it way sooner than they would receive it if you wait till you have passed away. So, for example, if you end up living into your 90s, your children are probably in their late 60s or early 70s and when they might receive any inheritance. So we would say, you know what, maybe earlier, you know, 15 years prior to being, you know, in your 90s, you really look at, Maybe I could give an amount every year or on special birthdays or something like that to help my children who may have college age children or whatever, because that money then will mean more to them than later on. And those are really the crushing years. Sean hasn't hit those years yet with his children, I'm sure.
But no.
They will come. Trust me.
We've got a great conversation going with Malia and CJ. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. So much great information there, not just links to the podcast, but also get to know the team at Kloss Financial. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter and subscribe online to the podcast at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Have a no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. Got a great email. We're going to check in with the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk trusts. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Again, the website, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Of course, that is Kloss Financial's right office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Talking this week, of course, as we're winding down the year, about gifts. And one of those areas that I think folks wonder about is using a trust as a gift. What do we need to know there, CJ?
Yeah, this is another whole area to look at as it relates to gifts. I do want to emphasize or reemphasize what Malia just mentioned there, which is we often see people who will have large estates and they'll say, hey, I want to do a lot of planning for when I pass and who the money goes to and take care of my children and maybe some grandchildren. And that is good. We support that. We work with lawyers and clients to set that up. But I think what Malia mentioned there is important, which is this idea of, well, you might want to consider a during life gift strategy, partly because you'll get to see them enjoy it. You won't be in the grave at that point. Which is much more satisfying than just leaving it all to the end. Not to mention that by the time your children get that money, they're often in their 70s. And by the way, we work with these people when they receive the $1 million inheritance. And I can tell you, if you're 70 years old getting $1 million inheritance, you go, oh, interesting, right? That's about the level of excitement that comes out of it because you're through all the grind, right? And now I know for some of you listening right now, you might say, I would be excited if I got something at 70. But again, on average, the amount that you could use that money when you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s for helping your own children is very different than afterlife. So now, with all that being said, there is the ability to use trust for giving as well. So I know we're running out of time. I'm just going to hit this at a high level. One way to utilize trust is to use what are called irrevocable trusts to gift money into these irrevocable trusts to get the money out of your estate. You might say, why would I do this? Well, so that the future appreciation of those assets doesn't remain in your estate so that upon death, it's maybe much larger than when you gifted it in there and it's not counted towards that lifetime exemption amount. So we're kind of getting into wealthier people, higher level estate issues where you get money out of your estate now, you do have to, you know, claim that as a gift into that trust and possibly use up part of your lifetime exemption, but now all the future appreciation is out of your estate. There's also things that are called split interest trusts. They're CRUTs and CRATs, charitable remainder unit trusts, charitable lead trusts, grantor retained annuity trusts. These are ways to, again, get money out of your estate, but still have some income potentially coming back to you, because that is one of the issues. Well, gosh, if I do this irrevocable trust gift and the appreciation's out of my estate, but what if I need it for income? Well, there's split interest trusts. Again, I'm sure lawyers are listening to me right now going, whoa, that's a big topic. That is a big topic. We're just dipping our toe into these topics. You would want to really work with your lawyer or financial advisor to move towards these.
Great stuff.
And then two others quickly. Yeah. We already talked about giving outright gifts to the children. But one other that we'll see is using what are called donor advised funds. Mm. So again, this is now we're into charitable giving, right? So when we go into charitable giving, you do tend to get a tax benefit on your income tax return in the year in which you give that gift. But sometimes there's this concept of doing tax bunching where you want to give a large donation in a year to get way above the standard deduction. And one great way to make that happen is to use a donor advised fund. So again, dipping our toe in these topics, if any of these have kind of piqued your interest, talk to your advisor because they are complex. But as I say complex, we have clients that literally use every single one of the strategies we just mentioned there. So one of them could be a fit for you.
Some great benefits to starting that conversation. And of course, if, as CJ mentioned, things pique your interest this week and you maybe want to listen back or maybe you want to share the podcast with your friends and family, get that information out there. You can always head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Listen to this and previous shows podcast. You can also subscribe right there at KlaasFinancial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes for today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Target. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2023, how much can you gift to another person to stay within the annual federal gift tax exclusion? Is it $14,000 or $17,000 per person? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller, correct answer will win this week's prize. And again, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great chatting with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
See you guys. News comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.